is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here to deliver the good stuff. And Lundy, tis indeed the rapid fire edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We got limited lines, so this could be short and sweet, me amigos. But that doesn't mean we can't give you some plus money at the top. Let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, cruising down the highway, try to get us an easy win at Significant Juice. What do you got, Lundy?
Oh, I like Significant Juice. How about the French Freak? Let's go Victor Wembanyama. I'm going to say he takes the hardware. Let's call him for the All-Star Game MVP. Out here blocking shots and grabbing rebounds and, you know, I just inspiring 7 feet tall men and women across the globe. I just can't resist this at plus 900, which is what it is right now at BetMGM. It is nearly impossible to predict who the All-Star Game MVP is. Okay. This is just me. Like, I've got my eyes closed, a blindfold on, one of those welder's masks, and I'm facing the wrong way, and I'm throwing a dart. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making stuff up, folks. But if I'm going to do that, if I'm sitting on a free bet that's left over from the Super Bowl or something like that, you know, you got your 10 bucks back, your 5 bucks back, whatever it is, I'll take a shot at Wemby to take the All-Star Game MVP. And again, grab that right now over at BetMGM, plus 900.
Yeah, it sounds like me late night in Vegas, about 10 drinks in. I see that big wheel, and I just kind of get enticed by it. It hits me like a tractor beam, and I'm like, yeah, I'll go gamble away whatever I have in my pockets. The next thing I know, I'm down 300.
So let me, real quick, because you did not make it. I was in New Orleans for Super Bowl stuff last week, doing Radio Row and all of that, and then I got food poisoning. Damn it, that sucked.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share with you, this is really funny. Here I am. I was staying at Caesars there down by the French Quarter, and I'm walking through the casino. This is like late afternoon, early evening. This was only at like maybe 5:15, 5:30, Brad. And I go walking by this craps table, and there's a dude, like, business wise, right? He's in like a nice pressed shirt. You know, you can tell he probably just finished up some sort of conference or something like that. He's really happy to be there, but his eyes are this big. And the reason they're that big is because he's standing there shooting craps with Jason Kelce. Like, this man was having the time of his life. Because Kelsey's rattling the bones and giving him a ride. And this guy, I think, was just like, screw it, I'm going to do whatever Jason does. And he's just like copying. It probably made, I don't know if he was an Eagles fan or not, I have no idea, but it had to have just made that dude's day that he's just chilling and playing craps with Jason Kelce.
That's outstanding. Terrific story. And that's kind of the confluence of just madness that ensues every year at every Super Bowl. So not at all surprised you got to witness that. All right, let me get some plus money on the board. How about Buddy Hield to be the ultimate arc assassin in the NBA three-point shootout? He's 5-1 odds. I think he's the best value on the board. Everybody in the great-grandmother is going to be on Dame, trying to make it three straight. He's been money in the bank in this exhibition the last couple of years. But who's got the home court advantage? Buddy Hield does. He's a member of the Golden State Warriors. This will be played there by the Bay. I know he's only shooting like 31% at home this season, but he won it back in the 19-20-20 season. That event took place in Chicago. He hit 67.5% of his three-point attempts, drained 17 in the final round. I think Buddy Hield, I mean, carry himself with some hot shooting early on, get to the title round. I don't care who he's going to go toe-to-toe with. Maybe it's going to be Dame. Maybe it's going to be somebody else. But at 5-1, he gets my clackety-clack dice roll. And maybe Jason Kelce is going to blow those dice, make him extra lucky as well. So he is my plus bus pick and NBA All-Star Weekend. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Freaky Friday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with a wager that's not even available yet at tape time. I have no stinking idea what the spread is going to be for my ILL under the primetime lights there at home taking on Michigan State. I believe it's a Terrence Shannon retirement night, so the crowd is going to be extra juiced. Kofi Coburn just had his number retired earlier on the week, and of course, Illinois got the victory against UCLA. I think they're going to make it back-to-back. They have rounded a corner. Thank you, Minnesota, for springboarding and really repairing my Illini overall. Will Riley is going off right now. The guy is making himself piles of cash in the NBA draft. Could be a lottery pick when it's all said and done. He's just putting crooked numbers up in the box score every single night out. Kasper Jakaciotis, he's back playing at a very high level after he hit that freshman wall, and he is a surefire NBA lottery pick to boot. Illinois got depth. They have length. They have athleticism. And they're excellent defensively as well. Number 56 in EFGD over the last 30 days. Yes, they've struggled to hit threes all year. But if they attack Michigan State downhill, they win the battle of the boards. I think they're going to win this game outright because Sparty ain't partying along the perimeter. They've been dreadful, woeful, downright awful from way downtown this season as a collective, shooting around 29% on the year from three. And not only that, 279 in EFG offense over the last 30 days. I wrote about the Spartans' correction. It was coming. They just lost at home to Indiana. Inexplicably, they've dropped three of their last like four or five games. It is well underway. So really kind of the opposite of what Michigan State always does. Usually they peak in February as they reach that ultimate mountaintop in March. But they're regressing this time of year. So my guess is Illinois is going to lay 4.5, 5, maybe 5.5. Whatever the chalk is, I'm going to lay it. And yes, my orange and blue bias may be bleeding through. But look at the advanced data. Look at the recency bias that's out there. Illinois is playing better ball. They're at home. They're finally getting healthy as well. They're back, baby. And a lot of people have picked them as a Final Four dark horse. Not me. It's their words, not mine. But certainly in that conversation, I think they're going to establish themselves against the Spartans on Saturday night. So whatever the spread is, Lundy, numero cinco on the countdown, I'm laying it with the I-L-L against Michigan State at home there at State Farm Center. Feed or follow.
I don't even know how to play these when you start messing around with Illinois, because your bias just, I mean, it leaks, dude. It's like you got to get a Depends to be able to control the leakage you've got with your damn Illinois party. Yeah. So, I mean, on the screen, Brad, you got three question marks. How am I supposed to know whether I'm fading or following this crap?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you this. I'm leaking so bad, just call me Jimmy Butler.
Number four.
Numero quattro. Let your mind wander on that. Here on the Fade 5 countdown, let's go to a game on Friday night that actually has a line, and I am going to go with the other Spartans, that being San Jose State. They're catching now 7.5 after an open of 5.5, so this is creeping up. A lot of money coming in on the Nevada. Wolfpack, but I think San Jose State does indeed score the cover in this game. Why am I on the Spartans? Well, Tim Miles' team isn't the greatest, but they are shooting lights out from distance here over the last month. Now, they're only 114 to Bartorvik in the last 30 days. A decent 169 in EFG offense, but in particular, when you peel back the layers of the onion, they're burning the nets from distance, shooting 37.8% from three over the 8-game stretch, and decent defensively as well, number 69, nice, in EFGD, giving out 50.4% inside the arc and only 28% outside of it. Now, they're not good on the glass. Nevada will certainly have an advantage there. And you look at Nevada overall, not performing particularly good, according to Torvik. They're 141 over the last 30 days as Steve Alford's crew. They do relish a slower tempo, a 35 EFG offense. That's terrific. But 307 in EFGD, and they're number 323 the last month in three-point percentage defense, giving up 39.7%. So you're facing a team that's highly dependent on threes. They hit a lot of them, close to 40% over last month. And you're not good at stretching out and challenging shots along the arc. Advantage Spartans, too many points. Give me San Jose State +7.5 against the Wolfpack of Nevada -110 at BetMGM and Lundy. Fair to follow.
Sure. I like doing some Friday night. Look, I got no hockey other than the Four Nations Cup going on. So it's like I'm sitting back. I'm trying to find some things to do. I'm flipping through the channels, and I'm like, I have no clue who these teams are. I mean, obviously, I'm familiar with San Jose State and Nevada being here in the mountain region. But there's a lot of it. There's a lot of hoops that are occupying my television screen right now just because I'm waiting to get through the Four Nations. Holy crap, what an ass-whooping by the U.S. last night in the third period. But I digress. I'm going to say they cover just because.
Sure, why not? San Jose State, just because.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I'm going to step aside because we're going to drop the puck and make some bucks in the Four Nations, which I know Jack nor squat about. But that handsome gentleman that you see right there, he does. And naturally, he found some plus money. So, Lundy, please share.
I'm always down with some plus money. Brad, first of all, can you tell me who the Four Nations are?
No, I have no idea. I'm college basketball all the time. Let me guess. Bermuda, the Bahamas, Trinidad and Tobago, and these United States of America. I'm right.
You kind of started out there like a Beach Boys song, Bermuda, Jamaica. Anyway, yeah, exactly. Well, Brad, first of all, one of the answers is right there on the damn screen in front of you. You know there is a Team USA because that's who we're going to bet on. Look, I saw exactly what I would have expected to see out of Connor Hellebuck yesterday evening for the U.S. He is, he's going to be your Vezina trophy winner at the end of the NHL season. For those not familiar, that goes to the best goaltender in the National Hockey League. And on Team USA, isn't that nice? Connor Hellebuck is between the pipes for them. So Finland managed one goal. That was it. It happened in the first period. That was all they got against Hellebuck, and that does not surprise me at all because the man is an absolute stone wall between the pipes. It doesn't matter whether he is playing in his standard NHL competition or he's here in the Four Nations Cup. And so because of that, because we'd be talking about this if we were in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now, it'd be all about who's a great goaltender. Well, Connor Hellebuck, without a doubt, is the best goaltender in the Four Nations competition. And so because of that, I've got to give an edge to the U.S. Now, full disclosure, I actually took this yesterday morning at +130 is what it was at for Team USA to be able to do it. It has come down, but as of tape time here this morning, you can still get it at plus odds, and I think that's worth it. If Hellebuck stands there like that damn walrus, you know, in the Geico ad between the pipes, then the U.S. has enough scoring, obviously, especially with the Tkachuk brothers. They combined for four of those six goals last night for the U.S. If all of that happens, I think this really does come down, in my opinion, to what we would think is typical. It's going to be U.S. versus Canada to decide who takes this. But right now, with the way Hellebuck's playing, I got to go with him. So +105 for USA to be able to win the Four Nations Cup.
You had me at drop the puck and make some hella bucks. Of course. Thank you very much. I'm going to be here all week. By the way, you can always be there all week at thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. We just turned 1 year old, believe it or not. And please sign up because it's absolutely free. We don't charge you a single cent. I haven't made a single dime on it. Neither has Lundy. But we're still churning out top quality content. How good is the content? Well, yours truly just got nominated for College Sports Writer of the Year by the Fantasy Sports Writers Association, and our radio show, BetMGM Tonight, was nominated for Best Radio Show in the damn fantasy and gambling business. So we can get all that at thegamingjuice.com, along with Lundy's always free, always transparent spreadsheet. My spreadsheet lives there as well. Churning out all kinds of content, Bracket Brad in full effect, my Bracket Big Board updating it every single day, who's in, who's out, where does your team land, on what seed line, a lot of shifting about now all the way through Selection Sunday. I get some game picks in there, get some futures as well in college basketball. I'm all college hoops all the time, all the way through the madness, which is in the air, only a couple of weeks away, and it's gonna be March, the greatest month of the entire year. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe
number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to a couple teams that Lundy actually knows. And they are playing tonight in Indiana. And that's UCLA taking on the Hoosiers. Maybe going to be Brad Stevens' new team. That's what the rumors are saying. Far-fetched. Ain't going to happen, folks. But anyway, I like UCLA tonight. I'm going to lay the road chalk and the point and a half. Taking on Indiana, who improbably went into East Lansing last time out and knocked off Michigan State. But UCLA playing at a much different level than the Spartans are. How good have they played? Well, last month, they're number 5 in the nation. And Bartorvik, 7-1 in their last 8 games straight up. Played a slower tempo, number 349 in adjusted tempo. But over that last 30-day stretch, they're number 37 AFG offense. Sure, they're only number 218 in EFG defense, but they're shooting a leather off the ball. 53.1% from 2, 38.1% from way downtown. And looking at Indiana, 240 EFG offense, 210 in EFG defense over last month, only 67 at Bartorvik. Again, what they showed in East Lansing was an anomaly. That is not normally how Indiana's been playing of late. They struggle with turnovers. That is a calling card to UCLA on ball pressure defense. They coax a lot of those turnovers. One of the best in the business, as a matter of fact. And Mick Cronin, Lundy, against my line, I love watching that guy on the sideline. He gets so angry. I think the overcash on televised F-bombs came out of his mouth. They cut away in one commercial break, and it's just Mick walking on the floor by himself, not yelling at anybody, and he just yells out, F, like super loud, and he just read on his face. It was tremendous stuff. It really was. He is highly entertained to watch. He's always pissed off. He's not exactly overjoyed based on the performance against the ILL, although they narrowly came back and made that thing quite interesting at the end. I think UCLA is going to win, and it could be in convincing fashion. I'm only laying 1.5 in Bloomington. That's a discount because of the investors that are pouring cash in based on Indiana's last game out. Again, that was out of left field. Ain't going to happen again. So give me UCLA. Bill Walton up there on cloud 9 degrees at Indiana. I'll lay 1.5 at a minus 105 lighter juice. They're at BetMGM. Lundy, number 2 on the countdown. Feed or follow.
Brad, it's called the Hoosier State. I'm proud to be here in the Hoosier State. You know, you ever seen the movie Hoosiers? And then he would just go off for like 9.5 minutes about Gene Hackman. He would probably get to the point where he was talking about Poseidon Adventure. Look it up, youngsters. He would just, like, I'm telling you, he would just, I miss that man so much in terms of the broadcast. I'll tell you what, Brad, I'm actually going to fade you here, and it's not because I don't have some faith in the Bruins. It's that, look, I know Maryland did it last night. They were part of a parlay for me. That was a nice little payday because I took them straight on the money line there on the road in Nebraska. But they were getting, they were plus odds. The reason I'm fading is because I'm a little bit nervous about me, just me personally, going back to back of taking a road team there in the Big Ten. So I'm going to take a step back from this one. I'm going to fade you. I do think it's got the opportunity to be a highly entertaining game, but I'm going to step back from this one. I'm going to fade it because I'm going to skip it because I'm a little worried. I might have used up my good luck last night on the Terps.
Hey, Indiana, you ain't getting Brad Stevens.
Number 1.
Number uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the marquee matchup of the weekend. It's the True Iron Bowl because the one that occurred on the gridiron, nobody really cared about. Maybe in the land of Dixie they did, but this one has far more meaning overall on the hardwood, and that's Alabama at home inside Coleman Coliseum taking on the Auburn Tigers. Number 1 versus number 2, the 23rd time they're going to lock horns since 1951. I'm going to lay the chalk with the home team and Roll Tide, baby, minus 1.5. At a light juice, minus 102 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. This game has got zip, 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 zip written all over it. Torvik's got Auburn winning by a deuce, 88-86. The over-under on this game sitting at a sky-high 171.5. I had a lean. Honestly, it'd be on the over. Because that's the style and nature of both these teams. Look at Auburn over the last 30 days. Number 3 in Bartorvik. Number 82 in adjusted tempo. But they are somewhat mediocre offensively. pair last month. Number 184 in EFG offense. They're shooting 50.2% for two, 35.9% from three. Nothing really to mean them, but they've been somewhat average in that department the last 30 days. So the number 40 in EFG defense, a team that ramps up the pressure on ball. And that could be a true difference maker in this game because Alabama's coughed it up way too many times, so way too many self-inflicted wounds. They have turned it over on 20% of their possessions last month, but they play relatively clean basketball, and they can make it rain from outside. I think the magic number for them is 35%. If they can hit 35% for three in this game, I think they're going to win it. Over the last 30 days, the number 10 overall in Bartorvik, number 6 in EFG offense, number 41 in EFG defense. They terrorize you as well on the offensive glass. They're generating a second chance on 37.5% of their possessions in their last eight. And you look at Auburn, number 319. And defensive rebounding percentage, yes, with Jahani Broome, a guy that's got like 13 or 14 double-doubles on the year. This game's going to be nip and tuck. It's going to live up to the hype. It is going to be an absolute stone-cold thriller from beginning to end. I'm probably going to be coming down to some of those 50-50 balls, the turnover game, and who commands and waxes that glass. I think Alabama, they can keep the turnovers under, say, about a dozen. If it's within that 10 to 12 range or fewer, I think they're going to roll tide and roll their way to a victory. So at home, too, with 15,000 full throw back in them, give me Alabama number one on the Fade 5 on this Friday edition. I'll lay the point half against Auburn, minus 102 at DraftKings of London. Better follow.
This is going to be such a great game. Oh my God.
Unreal.
I'm really looking for, this is like early March Madness stuff right here, folks. This is your little teaser. This is your appetizer. This was, you sat down at dinner and the chef actually came out and said, "Hey, I want on the house. He just gives you like some little free appetizer for you and your significant other to try. That's what this is right now. You're getting your early treat before March Madness really takes over and before Brad does all of these episodes in the month of March completely nude. Yes, I will lay the point and a half with Bama. I do believe that they will win this contest, but this is going to be so much fun.
Indeed it shall. You want more fun? We're going to give it to you. Bonus time. Lonnie, admittedly, I don't have much because there are no lines posted outside of the Iron Bowl on Saturday at tape time. The NBA All-Star Weekend is about to get underway. You only have four nations in the NHL, so I don't know if you have any additional plays, but if you got one or two, give them to me.
I'll just give you two quick ones because you're right, there's not a lot going on. This is going to be one of the shorter episodes that we've done, and that included me telling the story about Jason Kelce. By the way, same time that I saw Jason Kelce, I'm walking the other direction through the Caesars and Pat McAfee was hanging out at the sports book. And then Brad knows I like to play video poker. I'm sitting there playing video poker. And this guy and a couple of people come and sit down right next to me. Just me hanging out with Pac-Man Jones, big deal. You know,
there it is.
Just hanging out with Pac-Man.
What up, Adam?
Yeah. Like, anyway, it was a fun time. It was a fun time right up until the food poisoning, and then that really sucked. So let me give you two. First of all, I talked about the idea of Team USA taking the Four Nations Cup. If you want another way that you could play that, I just told you that it would not surprise me at all for Connor Hellebuck to continue to just be a wall there between the pipes. He's plus 900 to be the MVP of the Four Nations. So if it really truly is his performance that keeps them from allowing the goals on the opposite side, on the opposite bench, and it keeps things tight like it was last night, 6-1, gives up one goal to Finland in the first period and then nothing. If he does that in some more of these round robins, you may see those odds for him go from 9-1 to, say, 4.5-1, 5-1, something like that. So you could consider sprinkling something onto Hellebuck to be the MVP out of all of that as well. I got to throw this one out, and Brad's head's going to explode because I'm actually going to give a college basketball pick.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to go with St. Peter's and Fairfield. Okay.
Peacocks.
The Peacocks. Oh, you're a peacock. Fairfield, St. Peter's. Folks, these are two of the absolute worst teams offensively in all of college basketball. Let me give you the KenPom just real quick, just to give you an idea, okay? This is what we're talking about. St. Peter's on offense, number 344, okay? 344. Fairfield on defense is number 351. Like, these two teams suck, okay? Yeah. This is bad. But the problem is, you've got a bad defense, but St. Peter's doesn't have an offense that's actually going to be able to take advantage of it, okay? Right now, Torvik has this game projected to have a total of 126. The over-under is 131.5. I got a 5-point buffer based on what Torvik is telling us, so I'm going to play the under. The pace that these two teams play at is also incredibly slow, like adjusted tempo. They are way up there in the ranking, so I think this is going to be a very slow game between two teams that can't do shit. So you put all of that together, and if Torvik's telling me we're looking at a total of 126 and the odds makers are saying 131, I'll take what is basically a half a dozen points of a buffer, and I will take it at 131, and I will play the under. You can do that right now at FanDuel at a minus 110. That's all I got because there's not a lot going on right now. Brad and I are about to take our own equivalent of an all-star break. We're doing this episode. We won't be back with you again until next Friday because Brad is headed to the aforementioned Las Vegas, which means I need to get bail money ready, and I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's get a little Team Huevos parlay play action. And this is Week Huevos, more Team Raisins. But hey, I don't have a whole lot to choose from. Two leg money line. I just need these teams to win on Friday night. Give me Milwaukee in the Rising League on that money line. Give me Kent State, the Golden Flashes, also on the money line. A little baby seduced by the juice there at a plus 105 built at BetMGM. You look at Milwaukee taking on Wright State, a team they already beat by 16 earlier this year. And you look at Milwaukee, 149 at Torvik over the last 30 days. Wright State at just 194. So they're playing at a much higher level. And a team that really gets after it on the offensive glass, the second most prolific offensive rebounding team in all of college basketball last 30 days, getting that second chance opportunity on 41.9% of their possessions. They're all shooting close to 35%. From distance, and Wright State, number 297 and 3-point percentage D. I'd say that Milwaukee gets the victory. Meanwhile, with Kent State, they're going up against the OHIO in a revenge game narrative. This game played at Kent State. They lost early season against the Bobcats by just a deuce on the road. They're out playing Ohio enormously here last month. 140 in Torvik versus 222. Again, advantage Kent State there. Ohio, number 304, 3-point percentage D, giving up 37.7%. And over 40% of Kent State shots are coming from along the arc. So that is going to be the difference in this one. So to recap, the Team Huevos parlay play on this Friday, two-leg money line, Milwaukee, Kent State, cool plus 105. That's it. They're at BetMGM. Elsewhere, bonus time. Whatever the total is at open in Wisconsin, Purdue, I'm going to take the over. Both these offenses are playing at a very high level. Last 30 days, the Badgers, number 58 in the AFG offense, Purdue, a little bit further down the list, but still playing at a high level, 114 in AFG offense. Purdue is also not defending. Number 231 AFG defense over the last 30 days. They're at home. It's got to be rowdy. It's got to be raucous. Got to be deafening inside of Mackey. I wouldn't be at all remotely surprised if this game is like in the mid to high 70s. Yes, a Wisconsin game. They're playing at variable speeds and comfortably at a faster pace this season under Gray Guard because they have outstanding guards there in Blackwell and Tanji, the former Colorado State standout. So Wisconsin-Purdue, whatever the total is, I will take the over. I will have probably a stupid amount of additional plays on Saturday. It is a monster schedule, as it always is this time of year in college basketball. So there'll be some live bets, a lot of parlays, some straight action against the spread, some straight action on the over the under. So make sure you go to thegamingjuice.com and check all of that out. All right, I'm out of breath, and we're out of time here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Please drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos. Until next time, which will be next week. Viva Las Vegas! I'm coming. Better stock up on the tequila. I'm Brad Evans. He's Nathaniel Lundy. As always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Blowing the dice again, Jason!